Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it's Monday here on the show. You know what that means? It means it's a nice day here in beautiful Bothell, Washington. Hot, sunny day in the middle of October. I don't know how. But we got a lot to talk about, don't we? Well, I know everyone's waiting to hear some big rant about Javon Evans. I think you're going to have to pay for last night's Brian and Vinny show because I got too much to talk about here today. There's bigger fish to fry. Raw has taken place. And I'm sorry, we're going to talk about it here today on the show. Some of you are going to say, well, I haven't watched it yet. These are spoilers. Well, too bad. The show already aired. You could have watched it this morning if you wanted to. And there was a big angle on the show. And yes, we're going to talk about what's going on with Seth Rollins. So that's going to be talked about here today. There was a Crown Jewel show this weekend we've got to talk about. We will talk about the TNA Bound for Glory show. We're going to talk about SmackDown and Collision if we've got time. We're going to talk about New Japan, where there is, in fact, a new IWGP World Heavyweight Champion. We got New Japan events coming up, TNA events coming up. If we have time, we got updates on some stories from this past week. The Smashing Machine, a flop. We can tell you about that. Kota Ibushi underwent surgery, and so much to get into. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. I don't know how we're going to get through all of it, but we're going to do our best. So if you would like to text us, 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com, F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X and a Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today, and we got 1,000 things to talk about on the program today.
Maybe more.
Yeah. Actually, we might literally have more than 1,000 things. Now, the first thing we got to talk about is Seth Rollins. Because, Filthy, you watched the entire Raw show.
I did.
All right. Tell us what happened in the main event segment with Seth.
Okay. Well, first, I'll go over what happened in the opening segment, which was basically just Rollins coming out. He did a promo. He had the Vision along with him. Braun, Bronson, Paul. Talked about how great they all are individually. But then he started talking about how great he is, how he did everything essentially on his own because he's so great, this and that. So the main event of the show was Jey Uso taking on LA Knight against our friend Dark Phillip, and that match was won by CM Punk. So CM Punk,
so he pinned, is the number one contender.
Yeah, CM Punk pinned Jey Uso after the GTS. It was a good match, good action three-way main event with these guys. LA Knight seemingly had Punk pinned after a BFT, but Jey Uso pulled him from the ring, threw him into the steps to continue the few that they've been having, and then he went in the ring and Punk grabbed him, hit the GTS, pinned him, and as Punk celebrated, Rollins' music hit, Braun Breaker ran down, he speared Jay in the aisleway, looked at CM Punk, then he ran around the ring, speared LA Knight on the floor, he and Bronson Reed beat down Punk in the ring, he speared Punk, all this went on as Rollins watched on, along with Heyman. Reed then gave Punk a tsunami. The four of them celebrated together. The credits ran. They thanked Paul Levesque and Lee Fitting.
And all right, we don't need all
Braun that. Braun Breaker broke free, speared Seth Rollins, stood over him. Crowd's going crazy. They're barking. He gets in Bronson Reed's face, and he says, "You got a choice to make. You're either with me or you're not." So Reed kind of looks around, and he walks over. He grabs Rollins, drags him to position, crushes him with a tsunami. And then Braun Breaker grabs Paul Heyman by the tie, and he tells him, "You have a choice to make. You're either with me or you're not." When he was saying this was off the microphone. So, "You're either with me or you're not." He walked over, he grabbed the title from Seth Rollins' grasp, held it over him, and Paul Heyman held up the arms of Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker to end the show.
All right. Well, I got to mention something here. And this is right now, as of this moment, this is entirely speculation, okay? But Friday, you know, the Observer came out with these teams for Survivor Series. Remember this?
Yeah.
And they were like weird.
Yeah.
But I was like thinking about it, and I was kind of starting to figure out, okay, you know what? I can kind of see where, at least for the men's team, this might be going.
There was
the women's team, I'm not sure.
There was a
standout on each team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's somebody added that I could not believe my eyes.
Okay, so this was Friday, all right? Now, if you've been watching the show, I mean, they've been planting a seed for a while. Like, Seth is always in the back. He's got his stupid outfit on, his dumb glasses. And you could just, like, look at Bron Breakker. He's just staring a hole in the sky. He hates this idiot. So, like, they've been teasing that this was going to happen for a while. And then on the Crown Jewel show, you know, they did an angle where Paul, he tells the guys, tonight, if Seth Rollins gets on that top rope and he beckons to the back for help, you guys stay here. And the guys are kind of like, huh? And Paul Heyman leaves. And then Braun says, what if Cody wins? And Paul steps back in a frame and he goes, I think we both know what's going to happen if that happens. Basically, you know, the first time Seth screws up, we're killing this guy, okay? So they do the match, and Seth wins, okay? Now, if you've been watching the show of late, they don't do anything quick. So the show ended, and I was like, all right, Seth Rollins won. He saved his spot in the Shield.
He punched Cody with the watch.
The watch
that,
yeah,
Cody had gifted him at WrestleMania.
But the point
last
is,
year.
The point is, like, it's clear. All right, he saved his spot, and like down the road, though, you know, this guy's dead. He's gonna screw up somehow. They're gonna kill him. Okay, I wake up this morning, he's already dead. So I thought that seems awfully fast. Like, what's going on here?
And on the show, they were talking about Seth Rollins mentioned they have been in control for 6 months. They've been in control of Raw for 6 months. That's really not that long.
No, not by modern standards. So anyway, I don't know if this is what happened, okay? But there was a picture that came out. Some fan saw Seth Rollins in Perth, and he was in a sling, okay? Now, we have to deal with the boy who cried wolf because, of course, the last time Seth allegedly had an injury, he was faking it, okay? Now, the last time, we knew a day or two later what the real story was. So I presume we're going to know in a day or two about this injury. But if you remember the match with Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes, for reasons I cannot explain.
I mean, it was an awesome move. I'm like, hell yeah, that was sweet. But
Seth decided that he was going to do not a coast-to-coast dropkick, a coast-to-coast headbutt.
With Cody in the Tree of Woe.
With Cody in the Tree of Woe. He landed on his side. Like, the first thing I thought was, you either screwed up your elbow or you separated your shoulder, dude. Like, that was a really stupid thing to do. And he, you know, he grabbed his arm and, like, he, you know. And, of course, why? I mean, it could be selling or whatever. But, I mean, I saw that move and I thought, that was a really stupid thing to do. I hope you didn't get hurt. And they do the whole match and everything. They get through it. Then I find out today the guy's got his arm in a sling. So I'm not saying that this is what happened for sure, but I think we'll know very soon. I think there's a chance he hurt himself in that match. And so they decided, we're going to just rush this turn. We'll have these guys murder him. You know, Braun can give him a bunch of spears. Bronson's tsunami almost always puts people out of action for a while. Put this guy on the shelf so he can heal. You know, they probably were going to do the turn maybe at Survivor Series or the day after Survivor Series and just figured, let's move it up. Let's pull the trigger. Let's pull this trigger on this young guy. Maybe that's what they thought after watching that stupid Javon Leon Slater match. Don't even get me going. But anyway, hopefully Seth is okay, but I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if he hurt himself.
Neither would I. I mean, it looked like he landed directly on that left arm, either on the wrist, either, you know, could have, I mean, honestly, we talked about it I talked about it on Thursday with Kota Ibushi. I mean, he could have fractured something in his arm the way that he landed. He could have hyperflexed his elbow really bad. Maybe separated shoulder. Maybe AC joint separation. It could be any number of things, really.
This guy goes, what happens to Seth's title? We don't even know what's going on yet. It's way too early. I mean, he may have a shoulder injury. He's, you know, he's in Australia. He's probably got to go back. He's got to have it evaluated. They'll determine it then. I mean, they may just keep him out of action.
If he's injured, I think they should do whatever it takes to get him in the ring and have him lose that belt to Bron Breakker ASAP and keep it on him.
Well, I think, you know, listen, Vince McMahon, guy's an idiot, okay? Like, he's an idiot. And
a bad driver.
Well, he's a bad driver, and he's a creep, and he's an idiot. But, like, if we just, like, take out anything personal and just look at his job as a booker, okay, you know, the last 3-4 years of his job, he was the dirt worst. He just absolutely sucked at it, okay? But there is one thing that I will give Vince credit for, and that is that he recognized, this is as a booker, not as a person, he could always recognize, this is boring, like, we're doing the same crap over and over again. Like, we got to do something. We got to do something totally out of left field. And one of Vince's strengths, actually, was when stuff went down and he had to, like, make a decision, he'd do something crazy. And it'd get everybody talking. And sometimes it made sense. Sometimes it didn't. But, like, he'd have Braun win the title.
Are we going to come back and talk about the golden egg?
That was the dirt worst. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Filthy Tom Lawler. My point, let me just make my point real quick, then you can talk. My point is that Vince would take risks. And I think that Triple H, like as a booker, I think that he's generally far more competent than Vince in terms of just like simple long stories or whatever, but he does not like to take risks. And sometimes you gotta. This might be one of those times. What happened?
I take great offense to what Billy N here in the YouTube chat said.
What do you say?
He said Cena versus AJ should have been the retirement match, an all-time classic.
So you take offense to that? Why?
I think that was one of the worst matches I've seen all year.
You hated that match?
I hated the love letter to professional wrestling.
What I want you to do for me, Tom, is you can rant about it if you'd like, but what I would like you to do when you have a chance is to go watch Kalani Jordan versus Indy Hartwell and then get back to me about that John Cena AJ Styles match.
I did watch that match as well.
That match was actually horrible. John Cena and AJ Styles, I did hear, like, you know, conflicting, you know.
It was like a parody of a wrestling match is what it was.
The guy's retiring, dude. They did a double tribute match. I have no problem with that whatsoever.
I felt like I was watching a parody, like it was Best in Show, the version of wrestling, or Robin Hood Men in Tights.
You know what it was?
Wrestling.
It was a YWF match on a big stage. Bunch of guys just doing everybody else's moves.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I wish that I could do this through the earwaves, but the people on video will get to see it. Because while I hated that match so much, it gave me my favorite moment of the weekend, which was when John Cena took his right foot, started twirling it around like he had the stanky leg.
And then before he went for the RKO,
the most ridiculous. The yeah, he was gonna wind up for the punt. He did the most ridiculous head.
You're right over there. I thought that match was good. I liked it a lot. I thought it was good. Maybe I'd have been more on your side if I hadn't watched that TNA show.
Tiffany versus Jade versus Nia weeks ago was.
Oh,
10 times more enjoyable.
Hey, what'd you think about that? We're all over the place here. Dave tried to tell me that Tiffany and Stephanie had no heat. Were we watching the same match? What did you think?
I thought that match was good.
I did too.
Yeah, I liked the pay-per-view.
I thought the whole pay-per-view was generally very good.
Yeah, I might even give it a B+ if I had to rate it.
Well, we'll do let's do a very quick look at all of these shows, and we got a lot of other news to talk about here, including New Japan. So, since we've been talking about WWE, very quickly, Bronson Reed beat Roman Reigns in the street fight. There was interference from both of the Usos, and at one point, Roman was removed from the match by being put through a table or something like that, or the barricade or whatever, and the Usos and Braun just like had a tag match in the middle of this singles match. And then, like, everybody starts getting killed, and then Jay ends up trying to spear Bronson. Bronson moves. Jay spears Roman through the table. And then Bronson goes up top, hits a tsunami, and Bronson Reed pins Roman Reigns, which is very rare. And even with all interference, it felt like a big freaking deal for Bronson Reed. And afterwards,
well, of course, he's in front of his hometown country.
Yeah,
men.
But they didn't like that guy,
you know,
at
what
all.
I mean?
They hated that guy.
He was getting booed. He was getting big time cheers today on Raw, though.
So, which is actually kind of weird. I don't know,
well,
man.
They loved seeing the turn.
I think they love Roman Reigns more than they love Seth Rollins. Roman then chewed out the Usos afterwards, and he said, I love you. I love you. I do not want to see you until Christmas. So, someone's in trouble, the crowd chanted, which was the funniest chant of the weekend. Tiffany and Stephanie for the Women's Crown Jewel title. They only got 10 minutes. I thought it was pretty good. And Stephanie ended up getting the win. She had her twisting moonsault for the pin. And then they had her do the promo afterwards, the broken English promo. The people just ate it up, loved her. And it was I thought it was a good match. Good match. Then we had AJ and John Cena, which, you know, whatever you want to think. So before, AJ kept doing these interviews, like in outlets or whatever, and he would say that, you know, next year is going to be my last year or whatever. But now it is actually a storyline on television. AJ is retiring in 2026. And so these guys went in there, and the entire match, after about the first 4 minutes, was like 26 minutes of each guy doing tribute moves. Like, AJ's doing tributes to Chris Daniels and Frankie Kazarian and Samoa Joe, and John Cena's doing his tributes, and it's big move after. The place is going freaking wild.
The announcers are calling it as the moves of those people. They're calling it the Coquina Clutch.
Yep, yep.
When he put the sleeper on.
Yep. And in the end, John Cena ended up getting the win with the AA. And, hey, listen, here's the thing. If you hated it, great. If you guys on the chat loved it, great. At the end of the day, the frickin' fans in the building ate it up. And not only did they eat it up, I don't know how many people were in the building, 16, 17,000, whatever the actual crowd was. I would say 90% of them bought those yellow John Cena shirts. I have never seen so many of the same shirt, not even like the height of Austin 316.
I have.
Everybody bought this shirt. When?
I was in Djibouti, Africa, years ago, and in the downtown, which resembles a flea market, there were the most, everybody had a John Cena shirt on. Every single person. I couldn't believe it.
Are you
little
kidding
kids,
me, or is this real?
I am telling you the truth. They would run up to the caravan we were in. It was myself, Kyle Kingsbury. I'm trying to think of who else. Maybe Matt Brown was on that trip. They would run up to the caravan and go, John Cena! John Cena! John Cena! We walked through the streets. John Cena! It's like, that's Kyle Kingsbury. He's bald. He looks nothing like him.
How
John
about
Cena!
That?
John Cena!
Well, that's cool.
So Djibouti, Africa. A lot of John Cena fans.
Asuka and Kairi versus Rhea and Io. Golly. Io Sky and Asuka were the two best wrestlers in the world on this show. They were absolutely out of this world. I mean, absolutely out of this world. And, like, Dave also said this had no heat because of a report he got, even though I watch it with my own two eyes and they're frickin' going wild, chanting the entire match. But what I did notice is Rhea did not. I don't care what anyone said. Io was more over than Rhea. And part of that was because they kept Rhea on the apron for like 80% of the match, which allowed Io to just be the best wrestler on earth for 80% of the match. They are going wild for her. And then Rhea gets in there, gets hot tag, and she let Io get the pin with the moonsault. So I guess we'll see where this is going. But
Kairi took the bullet for Asuka. She pushed Asuka out of the way. She got hit off the apron. She got hit with the Eradicator. She then got pinned by Io, and they expounded upon that today on Raw as well. So
this was an excellent match. And then the main event was Seth and Cody for the Men's Crown Jewel title. It was a good match, but it felt like the previous like 3 hours was like another promotion, because like Asuka and Io and Kairi are wrestling like it's Stardom, and then AJ and John Cena are just doing like some indie spot fest. And, like, we're just following all of these matches. Like, there's moonsaults and twisting moonsaults. And then we get to this main event. And God bless them, it was an old school, like, it was so slow, heavyweight championship match. And after watching all that, I was like, it's too slow for me right now. And in the end, you know, Seth was conflicted. Should I cheat or not? Finally, he gets this watch. It's like, I don't know, 138 grams, bonks a guy in the face, hits his finish and pins him. He's the crown jewel champion. And, I mean, it was all right, but it was not the best match on the show. So, good show overall, though, I would say.
I get a major issue with Seth Rollins kicking out of a crossroads off the top rope.
That was ridiculous.
Like, that's got to be
absolutely ridiculous.
The end-all, be-all if you're Cody Rhodes. I could not believe he kicked out of that. I couldn't believe they did it in the first place.
I couldn't either because they were setting that thing up for a while. I was like, no way. And they went, yes way. And they did it. And I was like, oh, my God. And then the guy kicked out, and I was like, don't do that move unless it's like the main event of WrestleMania and you're winning. It was ridiculous. And then he got kicks out of that, but then the other guy gets a watch. Can't kick out. Come on.
Now, Seth did hit him with a stomp off the top rope.
I guess.
As well, so.
Then we had the TNA show. And quick results. Steve Maclin beat Frankie Kazarian for the international title after Kazarian beat him for it like 2 weeks ago. We had Tessa Blanchard beat Gia Miller, which was a very bad match, but not the worst on the show. We had the Call Your Shot gauntlet, which goes like 30 minutes. And then in the end, we do the Steamboat Savage, you know, superplex or Dynamite Kid superplex into a small package, and they both get pinned. And then the fans are furious. Like, they want a winner. They're like,
they were just booing.
They're chanting BS or whatever. And then Santino comes out and goes, looks like we've got two winners. And now they're even more angry. They're screaming, so we got a dual Money in the Bank winner here.
They played tug of war to the back with the trophy.
We'll talk the rest of this show and then New Japan and all the rest of the news after the break. Observer Live.
Nothing on that beat. Nope.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from The Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, who can send me Indy Hartwell versus Victoria Crawford? Because I got to find out if it's actually worse than Kalani Jordan Indy Hartwell for the Knockouts title on Bound for Glory. This match was horrible. It was the worst match on a big show I've seen in years.
The thing that made me most angry about this match was the fact that Indy Hartwell's big finisher, she hit, is called the Hertz Donut.
Yes.
And I had to listen to the commentators go, no one has kicked out of the Hertz Donut. No one's ever gotten out of this. No one's ever kicked out. It's so devastating. As Kalani Jordan, who was in the ropes while Indy Hartwell made the cover, instead of just extending her arm or flopping it under the rope to break the cover, rolled her leg back.
Yes.
Ridiculously over the top of her body into the ropes. And like, I was incredulous. I cannot believe this was the worst spot. And it was exacerbated by the commentators screaming about how great this Hertz Donut is. So now we've got, let's look at the annals of history, Brian. What have we had? The F5, the Stunner, the RKO.
Yes.
And now the Hertz Donut.
The Hertz Donut. It's you got it from Johnny Gargano. I people bring it up to me all the time. They go, don't yell at Indy. It's Johnny Gargano's move.
That doesn't make it a good name.
Listen, that spot right there actually was everything
you know
about this match.
The Truth Hurts Donut.
Okay, would you shut up for a second?
When it comes to that name.
So the idea of this spot was she's going to hit the Hurts Donut, and then Kalani is going to put her foot on the ropes to break the count. But instead, they do the Hertz Donut, and Kalani ends up under... I almost dropped an F-bomb. She ends up under the ropes. But because they need to do the spot of her getting her foot on the ropes, nobody can improvise. Indy just covers her anyway. She doesn't pull her out from under the ropes. She just covers her anyway. The referee just counts anyway. And then Kalani, while under the ropes, puts a foot on the ropes, and that, I'm like, God! I never go into these shows anticipating anything. I didn't want to get mad about this show again. I got mad enough last night. I got to move on. System versus Order 4 was a War Games match.
This might have been the best thing on the show.
I mean, the actual wrestling of Javon and Leon was the best thing on the show. Yeah. But other than that, yes, this probably was, maybe. It was a very good match. And in the end, Eddie Edwards used a barbed wire Boston knee party on frickin' Ali. This guy is so great.
Brother, that he... okay. Agent Zero choke bombs Alicia Edwards on a thumbtacks, which was absolutely brutal. So it makes great sense that at the end, Eddie Edwards gets this win with the Boston knee party wrapped in barbed wire. But right before that, Ali dumps a bunch of thumbtacks on top of Alicia Edwards again. He sets up, he smiles at everybody, gives the biggest you-know-what eating grin. And then 450s directly onto these tacks.
Maniac.
He was so awesome, like you said. He's been, what a fantastic week for this guy.
And Javon and Leon, I will not lose my temper here. You can go listen to the Brian and Vinny show last night if you're a subscriber. If you're not a subscriber, sign up for that show. They had an incredible match. And they go to a 20-minute time limit draw. Santino says, I'm going to give you fans 5 more minutes. They have 90 seconds of the best wrestling in the universe. And then the lights go out, and these Dark State idiots hit the ring for the disqualification. These fans are outraged.
Do you blame them?
They are so freaking furious at this finish. And it was so unbelievably, I mean, I don't have any more in me. If there's anything you want to say, say it. And then I got one more fact that I want to alert everybody to before we move on to the next match. But I got to find it here. Anything else you want to say?
About that match?
Yeah.
Dark state of affairs to anybody that thought they were really getting a finish. Pulled the wool right over your eyes. Come on.
It was just atrocious. Where is this? I got some information. Oh yeah. I swear to God, guys. I swear to God. Do you know the last name of the head writer of NXT? Not Shawn Michaels, but the guy that's considered the head writer. Do you know his last name?
No.
I swear to God, unless somebody in WWE is just messing with me, because I was given this by someone there, the head writer of NXT's last name is Russo. Yeah. Russo. So I'm blaming him. Blaming him for this tragedy. Hardys and Dudleys, one last table. The best I can say is they got through it. And they did get through it. And they ended up it was classic TNA match. It's like you gotta put a guy through you gotta put both guys through a table. And I don't know if they messed up or what, but they put Jeff through a table, and then they keep going to try to put Jeff through a table again. Like, what is happening here? And finally they put Devon through a table, and then, you know, Bubba's all alone, the Hardys have chairs, he's so sad. But then they have respect for him, so they put the chairs down, and they slam him through the table, and they win. It was not the last great tag team match of all time. We probably saw a better one on Raw. But anyway, they retired afterwards, took off their boots, and that is the end of the Dudleys. A long, illustrious career, and that was that. And then, yes, for all of you in the chat, and you know who you are, who told me, no, Brian, there's no way that Trick is going to lose a title to Mike Santana at Bound for Glory. His last chance was Slammiversary. It's absolutely not going to happen, blah, blah, blah. Well, Mike Santana beat Trick Williams clean in the middle, won the TNA title, presented it to his daughter. He's the champion. Everybody was happy. It was a fine match. But it was rough going after. It was actually a really good match, now they look back. But it was rough going after the some of the stuff we had seen earlier.
And we probably could have done without the failed cash-ins of both Nick Nemeth and Frankie Kazarian afterwards.
Yeah.
I know you want to add a little bit of suspense, but personally I would have preferred if they just kind of went off the air with a big celebration for Mike Santana. This is your guy. This is a story you've been building to over the past year. I understand you want to have directions coming out of it, but we already knew those guys were going to go after the title. So they should have ended it, well, as they did with Santana, but I think they could have just gone right to it.
This guy goes, John Alba reported WWE had significant say in the Javon and Leah. Well, yeah. It's not just that match, dude. They have full control over everything that involves their guys. Do you understand? Like, they'll work together, but at the end of the day, WWE's making the calls. This Russo fella, like, he's the guy you want to get mad at for that match. That's the guy. You want to get mad at somebody for Javon having his... I'm not even getting going!
Excuse me?
Stop it!
What
happened on New Japan today? Who's IWGP champion? Did you watch the match yet?
I did not watch the match, but I know that in a little over 30 minutes, Konosuke Takeshita defeated one of my favorite rivals, Zack Sabre Jr., with a hyperdrive knee, an exposed hyperdrive knee, to get the victory. Also, Yota Tsuji defeated Gabe Kidd for their secondary title. And Bombaclot, big up, let's get I, man! Yuto, Ice, and Oscar defended the tag titles over Shota Umino and Yuya Uemura.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of title changes. We're going to talk about that on the Observer radio show tonight with Dave. Siri beat Saray. IWGP women's title.
Heard it was fantastic.
Yeah, I wonder how evil and Bolton Oleg was.
Evil defeated Bolton Oleg. He won the never open.
I wonder how
title
the match
back.
Was. I don't care about
well,
that.
The big news coming out of it is that afterwards, Wolf Aaron came in and he started throwing around the House of Torture, and it looks like his big debut match, the big debut for Wolf Aaron, will take place against Evil.
No. That's a Tokyo Dome match?
Yep.
He's debuting against Evil?
Yes.
That guy, that Russo guy in TNA, I'm sorry, man. I apologize. You've got to be kidding me. He's got to,
I'm not.
He's got to run through this guy. Oh, my God. There's literally one way to do a match that's stupid. And that is he goes in there and, like, immediately the House of Torture hits the ring and he just suplexes every single one of them over the top to the floor and then murders Evil and beats him in, like, a minute. That's the only way to do this match. If they do anything else, like, they've lost their minds.
Well, he did throw around everybody in the House of Torture, then got in Evil's face. He didn't back down. So perhaps that's what'll happen in Wolf Aaron's debut.
God.
We'll get some retribution for Bolton Oleg.
Like, I'm trying to think of a worse person to debut him against. Evil? God. Anyway. Dwayne
Lexus King.
Johnson's The Smashing Machine. Are you aware, by the way, I was thinking about this in the car. I'm going to try not to get mad again here. But, you know, I went on a tirade about Javon again yesterday. It seems to be like every 3 days I do this. And it seems like most people are now starting to get on the same page that, like, my God, they are incompetent. But there's, like, you know, a couple people here and there that, like, you know, they don't like me or whatever, so they have to argue it. And, you know, one of the arguments, like, the people who argue it, they claim that what I'm saying is that Javon should be in the main event of WrestleMania in a championship match this year. I never said anything like that, okay? But, you know, when they said that, I got to thinking about, you guys realize, Javon not only has never won the NXT title, he's never won the North American title, he's never won the tag team titles, and do you realize that the guy you just mentioned, as a comedy bit on this show, Lexus King, you realize he has been a champion in NXT. Lexus King has been the Heritage Cup champion. Lexus King is a more decorated wrestler in NXT than Javon Evans. So the next guy that wants to say, oh, he's getting pushed or whatever, blah, 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 he hasn't even won the Heritage Cup. He hasn't won Iron Survivor. He's never won anything. He's less successful than the Smashing Machine. The Smashing Machine is a flop. You realize? It's a flop. Dropped 70% week over week.
Yeah, because you know what? If they were going to remake an MMA movie, it should have been E-M-M-A Annuel.
I hate you. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Trying to give a health update on Kota Ibushi, and you have to throw me off my game. Kota Ibushi says he doesn't know how long it's going to take, but he's going to try his best to return. He said, "I've only been getting seriously injured. This time it's a femur fracture. The broken bone even pierced through the muscle."
Oh, I thought you were going to say skin, and I was going to text Lance immediately, but, oh.
He says, I couldn't, the surgery was a success. He says, if I get another injury like this, I think I'll live out the rest of my life as an ordinary person. He says, I couldn't believe it.
Tony Khan. Come on.
Tony Khan himself sent me flowers and a letter. If someone does that for you, you can't just quit, can you? I cried. I don't know if it'll take 1 year or a year and a half to recover, but I'll do what I can. Right now, only my toes can move. The pain is intense. I was shocked to even feel anything. Mr. Tony Khan, all I can do is try my best. And I think he basically said, it can't end like this. So he's going to try to come back. But man, sometimes you just got to live a life as a normal person, I think.
Well, I can't imagine Kota Ibushi doing that. After everything that we've seen him go through over the last 20 plus years, I guess, in the ring, or however long it's been, 20 years, 15 years, I've got to imagine he'll get back in there again. And it was kind of odd because it wasn't too crazy of a move they were doing. They both
Fell. But man, they showed that other angle where like his knee hit the ground, but like he was almost on the barricade, and just like the way he hit, I could just see exactly how he broke his femur. It was so freaking brutal. I don't know, man. That sucks. Well, how are you, by the way? You got 5 seconds.
I'm not too bad. I'll be back. Kota Ibushi, I think, will be back. And you'll be back tomorrow, right, Brian?
I'll be back tomorrow and also tonight, Wrestling Observer Radio. We got a lot to get into. A lot of shows this weekend for subscribers, so check them out. And that's it, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.